affect the fact that Hunt Properties 5K Friday was on this morning. Load shedding or not, the who's who of Bolito are out on the boardwalk shaking a tail feather. And we've got Mr. Hunt himself, Ryan Hunt, fresh from the run, in the studio right now, in his running kit. It was a special one today. Ryan, how are you looking? How are you feeling on a Friday, man?
Yeah, so there were about 20 gentlemen shaking a little bit more than just their tail feathers. Well, their tail feathers were a little bit more exposed, Mark. They were all in speedometers and purple speedos for the Hollard Daredevil Run. So we were part of a countrywide run raising awareness for male cancers. So, wow. You know, your prostates and your colons and testicular cancers. Which has always been less talked about and with a lot less exposure than ladies' cancers. And the guys interviewed me this morning, and I was just saying, you know, us as ego macho South African men, you know, don't like to talk about being fallible.
Yeah.
And it's such a good thing for us to raise that awareness. It would be nice if they didn't encourage us to wear Speedos.
But you know what? You do what you got to do for the cause, right?
Yeah, it was a little bit nippy out this morning. So, yeah. So the boys were a little bit shy, but it was a great turnout. You know, 20 guys, and we're going to make a thing about it next year. We're going to challenge some other businesses because, yeah, we want to get 100 guys out there next year. So
in purple Speedos.
Purple Speedos. So
wow.
All the boys, the insurance brokers, estate agents, all the restaurateurs. Yeah, we want the Bolito Restaurant Association, the Bra boys in their speedometers on the boardwalk.
Yo.
Look, it's probably going to be after the Hunt Cup, so there's going to be some glassy-eyed because we had that yesterday. But it was a really solid turnout, and the most important thing is that we raised awareness for a really worthwhile cause. And Mark, our run's going well, and you guys are a huge part of that, and reading out the winners and alluding to the facts on every Friday. So I'm extremely proud of it, and we've been getting it going down in Cape Town. We're heading to Hillcrest, Kloof, Mstanga.
Wow, so it's spreading.
Yeah, so we're going to be doing the runs. We got the run in Cape Town. We've got one going. We're going to open the second one down in Cape Town. So yeah, Hunt Props is becoming more of a movement than a company. But yeah, it's a jewel.
I love it, man. And speaking of making moves, I mean, obviously, running on a Friday is one thing. It's fantastic, but bottom line is Hunt Properties has a reputation as the team that simply sells, and you know what's hot and happening on the property front. You've got the inside scoop on all the latest and most exciting developments, and tell me what's hot. I've heard a rumbling, a rumor that you're involved with something really exciting. It's in Bali Lakes.
Yeah, Mark, so the interesting thing is some people, either my mates or guys in the industry, know that we've headed down to Cape Town, myself and my wife, to open our branches down there, and then we are heading back here. We're very much Bolito people, but going down there, you know, which is, you know, for a large population group, you're the best place in South Africa. It actually alludes to us, the fact that we live in the best place, being Bolito, and that our estates are world class, and the finishes and the quality of developments that the guys produce in the north coast of Natal stand up to anything that the Cape has to offer. So,
wow.
And the lifestyle, guys, we have an awesome lifestyle, and we're really lucky. We've got Seton in the north and Zululami that's happening. But in the south of Bolito, we've got something, in my opinion, even more exciting, which is Zimbali Lakes Resort Development. It's an 18-hole golf course that's getting built there. There's a massive retirement village. There's a beach club. There's a huge lakes development that's going to be high-end retail, mixed-use area that's going to compete with anything around the world. When I'm saying that, it's going to be world-class, Mark. And
it's not an exaggeration. That's not just blowing smoke. That's just fact.
No, guys. We don't have a sole mandate in Zimbali Lakes. They've got a very well-functioning sales team headed up by a dynamic guy named Dave McGregor. So it's nothing that I'm saying about Zimbali Lakes. I'm trying to sell Hunt Properties.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell, if you, a person living in Bolito, wondering about your investment in Bolito, I'm saying that you're getting enclosed by these two world-class facilities, one in the north, Seton,
yeah,
and one in the south, Zimbali Lakes. That development's headed up by a guy named Wayne Cranbeck, who has done phenomenal work setting up estates around the country and around the world. He set up an estate and a resort in Malaysia. So you got a world-class team headed up by Wayne Cranbeck, bringing this world-class facility to fruition, and lots of people don't even know about it. We're very lucky. We've been given a sole mandate on a 24-unit development in the Boulevard section of Zimbali Lakes. 2 and 3-bedroom units priced from 2.350 to 4 million. They loft the New York loft-style apartments,
wow,
complete with a garage. They've got a restaurant facility.
Wow.
Zimbali Lakes has taken the stance in the majority of the state not to do Airbnb or short-term letting. It's quite different to Zimbali Coast Resort. It's pet friendly and it's more family orientated. But the Boulevard will be allowed to do holiday letting and has got access to all of Zimbali Lakes' world-class facilities. And it is going to be an extremely good investment, return on investment property option. And it's something that I would, if you're driving in your car, you're listening at home, we're living in a very uncertain time about where to put money. If you've got money that you want to invest, the world markets are upside down. Currency markets, you know, the pound's, you know, halved to the dollar. It's not just the rand. The euro is getting pummeled by the dollar. It is crazy times economically, and Zimbali is probably the catalyst to the whole North Coast development that a lot of us have enjoyed, and most people in this area, it's how Ballito has become an affluent area compared to the rest of the country,
yeah,
is because of property. And that was one of the catalytic events was in the late 90s, Zimbali coastal estate happening. Finally, Zimbali Lakes has happened. Zimbali has a huge weight to it around the country. In the Cape, when I say to people, I'm from Ballito, the first thing that comes out of their mind, oh, I've been to Zimbali.
The brand is that strong.
The brand really is that strong, Mike. And you only realize how strong that brand is when you leave Ballito. And there's nothing, again, that I wasn't any interest in saying that. Hunt Properties has never, it's probably the least area that we have a market share that's going to change. But it's not a dominant area for us. There's nothing that I'm saying that's personally going to benefit me. I'm just saying facts. And Bali is the most recognizable brand in the whole of the North Coast.
Bam.
And there's a huge demographic in Joburg that sees Zimbali as an aspirational brand. So if you purchase something like that from an investment capital gain point of view, you've got that, but that's more of a bonus. From a straight holiday letting, people going to go and enjoy world-class facilities in an area that is deemed to be one of the more popular areas in South Africa, and tourism is set to boom. If you go Google tourism in South Africa, you'll see that all the projections are that we're going to head towards the record numbers that we had between 2005 and 2010 in the country.
Yo.
So if you're looking for a good sound investment at the moment,
this is the one.
Yeah, look, Airbnb, we're running a whole series of investment events, Mark, around the country, obviously in Ballito, our home. But I personally would be putting any money that I have towards Airbnb-style properties, because I believe that we're going to have a lot of internal and overseas travel into the country.
Yeah.
And if you're going to do that, either the coastline in Ballito or something like Zimbali, and this product, 322 on Boulevard, will be on site tomorrow. We're going to be going in a big way. You're going to be seeing events and billboards with advertising 322 on Boulevard. It is a must-see development.
Bam! Mic drop. That is the big takeaway here. 322 on Boulevard, and you're getting a little tease, a little pre-sneak peek right here on the radio. So if you want to be one of the first to get the full story and to register your interest, Ryan, how can folks get in touch with you?
It's Mike, you just Google Hunt Properties, Google 322 on Boulevard, the website's up. We've got some socials up, Instagram and Facebook, specifically on 322 on Boulevard. You can come to the Hunt team, or you can go to the silverhead, smooth-talking fox in Zimbali, in the Zimbali Lakes Resort sales team, Dave McGregor. You can chat to either party, and we'll love to show you around. Guys, it's an unbelievable development, and saying that, I'd encourage you just come and have a look at. Guys, it always amazes me is that Hunt Properties, we say we simply sell. We train the guys not to be salesmen in inverted commas. We just want to show you what's happening in your town.
Yeah.
And if you see what's happening, it'll encourage you. Obviously, there's lots of negativity around the country, but guys, you know, load shedding aside, we've got so much to be thankful and positive about in this country. And if you see it from a macro point of view, and you look at it from an outside perspective, we've got a lot to be happy for and luck and thankful for in South Africa. Come and look at the positivity. They've started construction before sales have happened. These guys have got bucks and they believe in the country. And I think that's always something that always makes me more positive.
Yeah.
Where people who are cleverer than I am have got considerably more money than I do. And they're investing in the country. And that just makes me, more positive.
That tells you something, man. Wow, Ryan. Thanks for lifting us up on a Friday, giving us some exciting news. And bottom line, as you said, this development is a win for the whole area. It's building the profile and the brand of Balito. But if you really want to get skin in the game, if you really want to put your money to smart work with an investment that is going to be an income-generating asset and a seriously appreciating asset, 322 on Boulevard, talk to the team at Hunt Properties, the team that simply sells, and go and rub shoulders with the who's who of Balito next Friday at the Hunt Properties 5K Friday. No speedos required next week, unless you want to. I mean, and Ryan, thanks for popping in for a chat on a Friday, my friend.
Mark, so nice to see you again, and well done for all you guys do.
Hey, don't be a stranger, man. We'll chat again really soon. Holding you closer after that scoop. Here's Elton John with Britney Spears.
Listening to 88 FM. Experience extraordinary living for the best years of your life at Coral Cove, my internationally awarded Aurea Senior Living. Located within the safety, security and serenity of Zululami Luxury Coastal Estate on the shores of Sheffield Beach, Coral Cove offers a unique continuing care retirement community with direct beach access. With a focus on social, hassle-free living, Coral Cove's features include an outdoor and indoor heated swimming pool, air-conditioned cinema, entertainment facilities, an elegant restaurant, a vibrant coffee shop, a fully equipped wellness center, and a state-of-the-art care center catering for assisted living, frail, and dementia care. Offering beautifully designed freestanding houses and apartments with sea views and private beach club access, Coral Cove is the first of its kind in the world and a new gold standard for senior living. To find out more, visit www.aurea.co.za or call 087-537-0539.
My papa, he tell me, come to Al Pescatore. On the beach, beautiful food, beautiful people. My problem now is that I have a 10 girlfriends. I'm going to hide in the fridges.
For the best Italian seafood, visit the Bolito beachfront and enjoy a freshly prepared meal at It's a matter of taste.
Hashtag, the fridge is cold, just like the beers.
What happened here, Harry? This meat is a bit overdone.
Bernice, it's the lighting by the braai. It's useless.
Listen, Harry, spring has sprung, and that braai area needs some serious TLC. We have lots of friends coming for Heritage Month, and we can't have charcoal meat for dinner.
Okay, here's an idea. Let's go to Northside to choose from the new specials. They've got a great deal on festoon lights for only $4.69, and filament lamps for just $35, and gorgeous strip lights too. No more charcoal meat. I've got my braai master title to protect, you know.
Okay, Harry.
Northside, where everyone goes for the best deals on electrical, lighting, and security products.
Fancy a trip or 40,000 Rand in cash? Then visit Gold Rush Bingo Bolito and stand a chance to win the trip of a lifetime to Phuket, Bali, or 40,000 Rand in cash on Friday, the 30th of September, 2022. But wait, there's more. With regular live bands in the house every Saturday in September at 4 p.m. and 9 p.m., Gold Rush is giving away 500 Rand free play to six lucky customers. Feel the rush at Gold Rush Bingo Bolito, your home of jackpots. T's and C's apply. Find Gold Rush Bingo Bolito on the cinema level at Bolito Junction Mall. Gold Rush Bingo and Entertainment supports responsible gambling. Winners know when to stop. National toll-free counseling line 0800 006 008. Gambling and promotions are for over 18s only.
Girl.